Hi, everyone. I sure hope you had a memorable Christmas day. Now that we're here on the day after or the days after Christmas, now what? If you were a part of the two-part series that we had at Rock Springs this Christmas, you do remember that God's greatest recovery and rescue mission is still going on. He still wants to do that in our lives. So check out those messages. That's from rocksprings.online. You can find them in the archive. But seriously, how can you keep on remembering what Christmas is all about all year long, every single day? I say, do what the wise men did. Do what wise men and wise women still do. And by the way, those wise men that were a part of the original Christmas story, they weren't crammed into that stable by, with Jesus. And we don't know how many there were. There were three gifts. Just saying, they finally made it to see Jesus some months after Jesus was actually born. I want you to understand this, that wise people just keep on seeking and keep on pursuing, asking, seeking, knocking for Jesus. And how these guys actually are recorded as having done that, that they were seeking Jesus, they can show us the way to have greater confidence in God, greater peace in our heart, and greater hope that we can share with other people. I want to read, I've got it here on my screen, I want to read this part of the Christmas story to you real quick, and then I want to mention what I believe are some things you and I can do in the days ahead to stay on track. This is from Matthew 2. It says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and they asked, where is this one who has been born King of the Jews? Because we saw his star when it rose and we've come to worship him. And I'm cutting a little bit of it out to skip on to the next part. They went asking around Jerusalem. They got some good intel and found out that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem, which was about 5 or 6 miles away. And so they went on their way, the scripture picks up, and says that the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place in Bethlehem where that child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. And that's when it says that they opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts. Not any gifts, but just some spectacular gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then the scripture records in Matthew, it says, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, where they'd gotten their intel, they actually returned to their country by another route. I got 5 words that I want you to think about, maybe chew on over the next few days about what they did. And what they did is actually what I believe it's something that you and I can do as you move actually past the holidays and into the everydays and the routine of your life. The 5 words I want you to give some thought to is sincerity, expectancy, humility, generosity, and priority. The first one, think about it, sincerity. When it says in that first verse in Matthew 2, it says the Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. There's so much buried in there. When these guys were pursuing Jesus Christ and his birth, they had such a single-mindedness. They had a sincerity. They had an urgency that they were not going to let anything stop them. We're not exactly sure where they came from. There's some evidence that they came from the area that we would know as Iraq or Iran, but they might have come as far away as India. The point I'm trying to make is they didn't jump on a plane, a train, or an automobile to get there. It took some effort. They made a point to do this, and they did whatever it took to get to Jesus. Mile after mile, conversation after conversation. I would say, same thing for us. Seek Jesus with sincerity and urgency every single day. And just like God told the prophet Jeremiah, he said, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. So sincerity. Second word, expectancy. In the second verse of Matthew 2, it says that they ask, where is this one who has been born King of the Jews? They've been doing their homework. We saw his star in the east and we've come to worship him. There's no if here. They expected that he would be there. They don't really have any doubt. They expected to find Jesus where he said he would be, and then they expected to worship him when they got there. That, my friends, is faith. That's the faith factor. So I ask you to chew on this. What are you expecting God to do in and through your life in 2022? Don't fall into the old ways of thinking of, you know what, I'll believe it when I see it. Take the new way of thinking from Jesus. He said, you'll see it when you believe it. And I love the fact that their expectancy was rewarded. They believed in God. He rewarded their expectancy. In verse 10, he said, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Third word, humility. In verse 11, it says, on coming to the house, they saw the child, that would be Jesus, with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down. They bowed down and worshiped him. Now get the picture. These guys are pretty well loaded to have made this trip. The gifts they're bringing are remarkable. They're smart, they're well-traveled, they're influencers, and they all take a knee in front of this baby. They do it to honor a little baby, a toddler perhaps, in probably a little bitty house in a no-name town in an occupied Roman territory. There's nothing glamorous about this. But to transfer it to you, when you worship Jesus, it's always going to include a humility factor. I don't mean like nobody likes me, everybody hates me. That's not humility. I don't really even know what that is. Humility is when you recognize that you are in the presence of someone greater than yourself. And I hope that you'll have that expectancy and that humility, not just for a few minutes during this devotional or during worship every week. Have it as constantly, ever present, that it is mind-blowing that the God of the universe came to us, that being in a relationship with Jesus changes our past, our present, and our future. See, those wise guys, they found what they were looking for, and one of them had to have said, Jesus is right here, fellas, so let's take a knee. I want to tell you, Jesus is here, y'all. He's doing a work in me and you and our church family. Let's humble ourselves. Let's worship him and serve him. The fourth word is generosity. Verse 11 says, then they opened those treasures and presented him with these gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. We don't have time to go into all that, but here's what I want you to see is that Christmas and worship is not just about getting. It's not about taking in. It's actually about giving. Properly understood, Christ Mass or Christ worship. Worship is about taking action, and we're blessed by him to be a blessing. God gives to us his one and only Son. We give back to others from what Jesus has given to us. Yes, we give back our lives to him. So let's examine this right quick. What do you get a God who's got everything? What do you give a God who's got everything? And the correct answer is myself, yourself. You give God you every single day because you were made by him, you were made for him. You give him your will, you give him your resources, your time, your abilities. You give him control of your choices. You give him devotion like we're doing right now. You give him your heart. You give God through Jesus your best, your worst, your all. Fifth word, priority. Verse 12, and it says, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Here's what I mean by this fifth word of priority. If God directs it, then I will do it. See, God warned them in a dream and changed their plans, apparently. And that's okay, because God will change your plans. I am living proof of that. But I will also say I'm living proof of where God guides, God provides. It does say that they went back by another route. If you and I honestly and authentically worship and follow Jesus on a day-to-day basis, and we really live out this rescue mission of Christmas all year long, it's going to change the route. It's going to change the direction of your life. It can't help but. You see, when you spend time pursuing and learning from Jesus, when you walk and talk with him on a daily basis, you'll arrive one way in that conversation and you will go out another way. If you engage with Jesus, you'll start off selfish, but you will wind up with a servant attitude because that's what he does. In fact, you come to him with a bad attitude, he will replace it with a refreshed faith attitude. This is really quick. Just some quick thoughts to chew on. You might want to watch it again, but pick a word, discuss it with others, think this through. But in the end, not just the thinking, I challenge you, church, take action on it. Take your next best step of faith in Jesus, like all wise guys, all wise girls do. I'm going to pray for you right now. Can I do that? Heavenly Father, would you please help us to be wise men and wise women in these days ahead of 2022? Would you show us how? And then give us the strength and courage to actually live urgently chasing after you, expectantly trusting in you, humbly surrendering to you, generously giving back to you and because of you, and obediently prioritizing your word and your direction in our lives. Lord, I pray that this will bring honor and even more praise to your name. And it is in your precious name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen. I love you. God bless you. Can't wait to see you again.